News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is forced back into court today. Jury selection is resuming in his New York criminal trial.
The process of picking a jury is a critical phase of any criminal trial, but especially so when the defendant is a former president and the presumptive Republican nominee. In court, prospective jurors who remain anonymous to the public and press have been grilled on their social media posts, personal lives, and political views as the lawyers and the judge search for biases that would prevent them from being impartial.
Correspondent Julie Walker says 7 jurors have been seated so far, 11 more to go. Opening arguments could come early next week in a trial that Mr. Trump dismisses as a politically motivated witch hunt and a sham. The Democrat-controlled Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary.
The Republican-led House impeached Alejandro Mayorkas, charging him with refusing to comply with immigration law and for breach of trust for saying the border was secure. But Democrats who controlled the Senate argue that the articles were unconstitutional and ended the impeachment process without a trial. The top GOP senator said history will not judge this moment well, while the White House said the Senate rightly voted down what it called this baseless impeachment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is standing strong, continuing to insist that Israel will decide when and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier in the week. New York's Columbia University has witnessed massive anti-Israel protests this week, and now hundreds of the protesters are camping out on the Columbia campus. The school's president insisting administration is working to fight anti-Semitism at Columbia. On Wall Street, Dow futures 97 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.
This KMTQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Dylan Houston can continue with supervised access to his children, but he has to give up his guns. That's the ruling of Family Court Judge Bill Henderson after a contentious custody hearing in which the judge also acknowledged that police are investigating, continuing their investigation into the shooting where Houston's dad killed Dylan's ex-wife and her current husband before killing himself. Now, Dylan and his ex-wife, Ashley Prince, were in the midst of a bitter custody battle over their 2 children at the time of that shooting that happened on Monday, where Prince and her current husband, Dennis Prince, were killed by attorney Joseph Houston, Dylan's dad. Judge Henderson ruled Houston can continue to see his children 3 days a week while being supervised and that he must continue to undergo alcohol monitoring. An upcoming promo for the Las Vegas Aviators selling like hotcakes, so much so, the team had to pull some of the merchandise off of their website so they'd have merchandise to sell this weekend at the ballgame. The team announced this week it would play Saturday's game at Las Vegas Ballpark as the Las Vegas Gamblers, which prompted a huge demand for gamblers' gear from the Aviators online store. Demand so strong, the team pulled some of the gear in order to have some merchandise to sell during Saturday's game against the Tacoma Rainiers. Team officials say they actually have 3 other alternative team names chosen for other promo nights. And the Celine Dion documentary has a summer release date. I Am Celine Dion, scheduled to begin streaming June 25th on Prime Video. Now, the documentary will offer a glimpse into the singer's ongoing battle with stiff person syndrome, which short-circuited her plans to return to live programming back in November of 2021 when Dion was scheduled to open the resort's World Theater. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Thus far, not looking too bad on our Valley freeways. No accidents to report. Some of the standard braking starting to fill in there through the resort corridor. You have one overnight accident, pretty serious looking one in the downtown Las Vegas area. This is on Las Vegas Boulevard, south of 95, and southbound Las Vegas Boulevard, most affected there just past 95. Partly sunny skies and light winds today. Afternoon temperature is going to stop just short of 90 degrees, 66 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
For a Thursday, April 18th, good to have you with us. It's going to be an amazing weekend coming up with a lot on the line in Congress, the Donald Trump trial in New York City, all kinds of stuff going on. And one of the things that I found fascinating is a story that came to us via the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation's media outlet, thedailysignal.com. And that is the story of illegal aliens using motorized bikes without license plates in our nation's capital. What are they doing there? Why are they using these motorized bikes? And why are they not being arrested and deported? Interesting question. Virginia Allen is a senior news producer and podcast host for the Daily Signal Heritage Foundation's media outlet, and she joins us now. Virginia, thanks for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Good morning.
Explain this story, which when I read it, I said, this can't be true, that these people are riding around on motorized bikes. Can you explain the story, the backstory, and where we are today on this story?
Absolutely. So a couple of my colleagues, Tim and Christian, they began noticing that there were a lot of motorbikes in D.C. And there's always motorbikes in D.C. It's a city. It's common. But there was an unusual amount, and it had increased dramatically in the past several months. And so we all chatted and started asking questions. Why are there so many more of these little motorbikes? They can be classified either as a motorcycle or a motor-driven cycle. They can go maybe 30, 40, some even 50 miles an hour. And we started realizing that a lot of them were being used for food delivery in Washington, D.C. You would see folks with almost like cooler backpacks that they would wear on them, and they were doing food delivery. And we had a hunch that a lot of these folks might be illegal aliens. So we started asking questions, and we went out to a location where a lot of these motorbikes gather, and they were coming in and out of restaurants to do food delivery. And we began asking questions of, hey, where are you from? And are you in the country legally? Do you have paperwork? Did you register this bike? And from in that trip, we spoke to 10 individuals who were driving the bikes, and only one was a U.S. citizen. The others had all had, in fact, entered the country illegally across the southern border. And we also noticed that none of them had license plates, which indicates that they're not registered and they don't have insurance, which is a violation of D.C. law. And we asked them, you know, are you aware of the fact that, you know, this bike needs to be registered? Some claim that their bike was registered. Others said, yes, I'm aware, but the police don't give me any trouble, so I don't worry about it. And we reached out to the police department and said, what are you all doing to crack down? Because we're noticing this increase of all these motorbikes that have no license plates. And, you know, they sort of said, well, you know, we can't guarantee that any of those bike owners you talked to, that our officers have driven by them. And they said, you know, for those who are driving those bikes without license plates, their words were, they're pushing their luck. But I also reached out to D.C., the D.C. mayor's office, Muriel Bowser, and asked, what are they doing to crack down on this situation? Because it is a safety concern. And I received no response after multiple attempts to reach the mayor.
Wow. Wow. Virginia Allen joining us from the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal. Is this an organized effort? Somebody's got to be paying these people who are apparently illegal. Is it like Uber Eats or some name brand organization that's fronting this thing?
Well, so that's kind of the next phase of this investigation that we want to launch, because it's a little bit unclear the details of how the food delivery is working, because you do, I believe, have to have a social security number in order to get registered with Uber Eats or DoorDash or anything like that. So one of the individuals that we spoke to, he said, oh, I'm using my mom's Uber Eats account, or I forget if it was Uber Eats or DoorDash, because in his words, she has papers. And so he was working through his own. But I have heard from friends who live in Washington, D.C. They have told me, and my colleague has heard this same thing, that what's often happening is that an individual is ordering food. And you know how when you order food, it gives you a picture of who's going to be delivering your food. It gives you their name, so you know who to expect. Well, often it's not that individual who is delivering the food. And so that's sort of the next phase of our investigation, is to find out how exactly this is being carried out. And we also, my colleague Tim spoke to some folks in Washington, D.C. who said, oh, sometimes these individuals print business cards who are driving the motorbikes, and they give them directly to restaurants, and the restaurants are directly calling these folks to do the food delivery, so they're not actually operating through an app. But I would, when I discovered the details of what exactly is happening and how they're managing to use the app that they don't have social security numbers, would love to come back on and share the details of that part of our investigation with you.
Well, let me just ask you, I'm just guessing, if the district is a lot like major cities, there's a lot of motorized vehicles that are out there that are doing deliveries, that are doing DoorDash or Uber Eats. Is this something new for the District of Columbia?
No, it's not as far as food delivery. This has obviously been popular for a long time, and COVID made it even more popular. What is new is the explosion specifically of these small motorbikes. They, you can almost think of a moped. They're larger than a moped, but it's sort of that style of a bike. And we have not seen this sheer number, and local news has been reporting on an increase as well in safety concerns, because a lot of the drivers are not following traffic laws. They're driving on sidewalks. They're zipping in and out of traffic. There's a lot of pedestrians in Washington, D.C., and so there's safety concerns there. There's also safety concerns, of course, because it appears that the majority of these drivers don't have insurance for their bikes. But one of the most insightful conversations that we had was actually with a U.S. citizen. I mentioned that when we went out and talked to the drivers, one of them was a U.S. citizen. And he said he's been doing food delivery in this section of D.C. where we spoke to him for about 2 years. And he said that it wasn't until about a year ago that he saw this explosion of all of these motorbikes. And he actually used to have a smaller bike, but he said, I had to get a bigger bike that could go a further distance faster because so many of these illegal aliens were coming in with larger bikes and they could make the further deliveries. And he also didn't have a license plate on his bike. And, you know, we asked him, we said, you know, you would be able to get a license plate, register it. You're a U.S. citizen. You have a license. And he was like, essentially said, yeah, but why bother? Because the police don't seem to be stopping anyone for not having a license plate. And so even though he could get one, he wasn't.
So who are these illegals riding these motorbikes? Are they from any one section of the world? Is it all Mexico? Is it all Central America? Who are these people?
Yeah, so the folks that we talked to were mainly from South and Central America, Venezuela, El Salvador. So you know, they're from all over. And honestly, from my trips to the southern border, it follows a similar pattern that when I have been at the southern border a few times, I have met illegal aliens from literally all over the world, and they come to cities like Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, some of the key destinations, Denver, and you know, they have to try and make money somehow, and there's a level where you can respect the hustle. I think the concern, though, in this instance is still we have laws that have to be followed, and those laws need to be applied equally. If cars are required to have license plate and motorbikes are required to have license plates, well, those laws need to be applied evenly.
If the Daily Signal can do an investigation, the question that it begs is, well, why isn't Metro Police or the Capitol Police, why aren't they conducting their own investigation into this? Because this is a problem.
It is, and that's why we reached out to them for comment to say, is the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department looking into this? And they, you know, from their comment, they were firm that, you know, this wasn't okay, but they didn't indicate that there was any ongoing investigation or effort to specifically stop this. And, you know, we're at a point in Washington, D.C., but also across the country where crime is on the rise and the police have an incredibly hard job and they're stretched. They're stretched really thin. They don't have a lot of time. And so I think this would be, in all likelihood, probably something to put on the back burner. But the concern, of course, is, well, it's only on the back burner until there's a situation where someone gets hurt. And that needs to be avoided. And one way to avoid that is to make sure that these drivers have gone through the proper steps to have those, to be driving those bikes legally, to have insurance, to have taken any required testing that they need to take to make sure that they know how to operate the vehicle that they have and to make sure that they're in compliance with the driving laws in the city.
What's the next step in this investigation for you?
The next step will, yeah, so for us, we want to look into what's happening with food delivery and how individuals who are driving these bikes, the illegal aliens on the bikes, are going about delivering the food, what apps they're using to do that. And we think that the rabbit hole seems to go deep on this one. And so we want to continue following that hole to see how deep it goes and further discover how this has really become, in such a short period of time, a really booming business in Washington, D.C. And again, you know, it's a situation where food delivery is popular and people should be able to do that in order to make money, but they have to do it legally.
And food delivery is big all across the country. Any evidence that this is going on elsewhere around the country?
So I've heard that the similar situation played out in New York, and then they actually shut it down. I think there was safety concerns with the motorbikes being driven around New York City, and so that could be one of the reasons why we're seeing an increase here in D.C. is because some of those folks that were working up in New York don't have the option of doing that anymore and have now come to Washington, D.C. to do so.
It's an incredible story. Leave it to the Daily Signal and the Heritage Foundation to come up with this. Where can people find the next segment in this investigation?
Sure. So all of the two reports out right now can be found on our website, dailysignal.com, and any updates will be there as well. And then I'll also be tweeting these out as they come, and you can follow me on Twitter at Virginia, spelled just like the state, _Allen5.
Virginia, I always learn something when you're on the show. Thank you so much for your reporting, and we will talk again soon, I can just about promise you.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great rest of your day.
There you go. Virginia Allen, the senior news producer and podcast host for the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation's media outlet, dailysignal.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to take you live to Washington. Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2 is going to join us. The future of Mike Johnson. Is he going to be speaker after this weekend? What about these four bills, these funding bills? Are they going to pass? Will they pass muster with the U.S. Senate? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It made me mad as hell. I'm talking about the dismissal of the articles of impeachment by the U.S. Senate and by Democrats in the U.S. Senate. This was unbelievable what happened yesterday, and a passionate Ted Cruz spoke on the floor of the United States Senate after the vote. This was Ted Cruz yesterday in our nation's capital.
The Democrats who aren't here, they aren't here because you know who's also not here? If you look up at the gallery, the reporters are all gone. A couple of folks in the back, I hope you're all right. But the reporters are absent. That's the Democrats' plan. What is fascinating, we're presenting arguments. Many of us, particularly those of us in judiciary, but many of us have presented those arguments over and over and over again in hearings. Not a Democrat argues on the other side. It's an issue unlike any other issue I know of in politics. Listen, if we're arguing about taxes, as Republicans, we say we should cut taxes. It's good for the American people. And you know what Democrats do? They stand up. We know their talking points. No, no, no. Tax the rich. Okay, fine. We have a debate. We're talking about just about every issue. The Democrats will argue on the other side. They have their spin. What is fascinating? Where's Dick Durbin, chairman of Judiciary Committee, standing up saying, no, no, it's not right that migrants are dying every day. No, it's not right that children are being assaulted every day. No, it's not right that women are being sexually assaulted every day. No, it's not right that they're releasing terrorists every day. They're not there. Not a Democrat is there. Why? Because you cannot defend it. I'll tell you, South Texas for 100 plus years has been a Democrat region of our state. It is turning red with the speed of a freight locomotive because nobody can see the suffering that is unfolding and defend it. And the Democrats, by their silence and by the complicity of the press corps, they are counting on the press corps to write story. Victory for the Democrats. Yay! They got rid of the impeachment trial. That's the headline they want. Understand they don't have a substantive defense. None of them disputes a word we are saying. Not a single Democrat has stood up and said, you know, it's wrong that Lake and Riley would still be alive if Joe Biden hadn't let her murderer go. They know it's right. The reason they didn't want a trial is they don't want the American people to hear about it. And it's our obligation to make sure the American people do.
There you have it, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, What an amazing individual. We'll be talking with Mark Amaday, get his reaction to the vote yesterday in the Senate to dismiss the charges against Alejandro Mayorkas. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Vegas Golden Knights are playoff bound for the sixth time in 7 years. They've never entered the postseason as a wild card. And it